You guys know I love Gooder sunglasses. I've been wearing them for years. I've been collecting them basically at this point because, you know, they got all these different styles and they're so affordable. They're $25 a pair. There's no slip, no bounce. They're all polarized. They're fun. You know, you have one pair for the beach. You have one pair for riding your bike. You have one pair to maybe go out to a club. I don't know, a day club. Do you go to day clubs? That doesn't sound like a right thing to do. Hey, they got a new frame though. This is what I'm here to talk about. The Pop G. Pop art for your face. It's fashion. It's fashion on your face, guys. No slip, no bounce, just like all the other types of pairs. But these are cool. Like I want to get a pair myself. Like I have too many already, but I feel like I need to get these also. Vanguard Visionary, New Wave Renegade, Born to be Envied, Pop Art Prodigy, the mod went out. It sounds like the Pop G is a whole group of styles, so you can get all these different frames within the Pop G family, so that's pretty cool. Check those out, guys. And, you know, if you need sunglasses, this is the way to go. You don't have to worry about losing them. They're $25, and, you know, you just grab another pair if you need them, but like I said, I've been collecting them because I can't get enough of these Gooder sunglasses. If you want to support our show and try a pair, Gooder is giving Never Not Funny listeners free shipping. You can go to Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping. Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Again, that's Gooder.com/Pardo and use the code Pardo for free shipping. Did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I love Babbel. I feel like I'm a guy. I like playing games. I'm a game guy. So I like that you can play little language games, and it makes learning fun, and that's what I need because I'm a monkey. So studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/pardo. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/pardo, babbel.com/PARDO. Rules and restrictions apply.
Please don't take this personnel. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy. But the whole reason I bring up this Portland situation is, and I'm glad that we discussed this idea of why or why not to do a second show. Step it up, San Fran and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous that Portland beat you to the punch. They were on sale less time than yours.
That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for the cities.
Yeah. Get your head out of that bread bowl and buy your ticket, San Fran.
I was told San Fran was, well, you were just there with Sketchfest, maybe, and it is 4 months away, so I wouldn't panic about that one. I'm not panicked about any of them. I'm just busting balls to these cities of, yeah. You've been clamoring to have, let's fucking go.
Yeah, put your coffee down, Seattle.
Yeah, right? Pull out your, eject your Nirvana cassette. And let's go. Put your Pearl Jam CD away. Put your Heart album away.
Oh, you're going deep.
I'm hitting
put
all
your
the
Jimi Hendrix Experience
enough.
LP.
Right?
On the shelf.
Who does Jimi Hendrix claim is the best guitarist? Who does he claim? When they said to Jimi Hendrix, you're the greatest guitarist, he said, no, I'm not. Check out who.
Yeah, you told me. Was it Terry Kath?
It is not. He loves Terry. He did love Terry Kath. Okay. He said, what he did say in that case was, and again, this is lore. This is Chicago lore.
Right.
That when he saw Chicago at the Whiskey a Go-Go, your horns work as one set of lungs and your guitar player is better than I am. Great.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether he said that or not, again, is that, you know, there could be a game of telephone down the line, mm-hmm. where he said, you guys also have a guitarist like I am. But this is documented.
Okay.
when they said, you're the greatest guitarist ever, he said, no, I'm not. You need to check out blank. Who do you think that is?
The way you're bringing it up makes me feel like it's an unlikely thing. It's not like...
This guy's an amazing guitarist, mm-hmm. but nobody, you would just never think of him.
John Mayer.
Yes. Yes. The fetus Mayer.
I'm going to say Steve Miller.
Anybody else? Anybody
Santana.
Else? All right. Again, let me stop the guessing. Let's go with people you wouldn't think of.
Oh, I thought Steve Miller was an unlikely answer.
It's a pretty he's considered great. He's considered people.
Okay.
Love him.
Okay.
And Santana is clearly considered one of the top five of all time, whether my wife likes him or not. And John Mayer, it better have been a joke guess.
Yes.
I know
what was Gary.
Steve Martin
is a banjo player. So,
but you never think.
But can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
You're not that far off with that guess. Not, really? Not who it is.
But like a comedian or somebody like that?
No.
Okay.
But someone who's more famous for something other than guitar?
No, he's famous for guitar.
Okay.
But banjo is not a bad clue.
Connection?
Not a bad connection like slash maybe clue.
Well, slide guitar is still guitar, so maybe that's
it's not a bad... It kind of gets you there. I still don't think you guys are going to get it.
Is it Kermit the Frog?
It's Kermit the Frog. Hendrix loved him.
He had to have that rainbow.
He said,
connection.
Here comes the Felt Parade. So when Schmidt said it, he was ripping off Hendrix.
Yeah. Are they equally known for, say, bass or something? Is that the deal?
This person is... banjo is a style of music ordinarily, is it not?
Okay.
Is it, does it bring us
like
in?
Appalachian
area?
Kind of a...
Or...
Country. Bluegrass,
maybe a little bluegrass country.
So,
is it?
No.
What's his,
I'll
not,
say
not
no.
CZ
I'll
Top.
Save you time. No. Okay. If you're throwing a beard into the mix, no.
Okay.
I don't know. Like it's like there's like three country guys I know who would have been around when Jimi Hendrix.
Who do you
was
know? Give me the three names.
Willie Nelson.
No.
It's not Willie Nelson. Waylon Jennings.
No.
And a lot of these guys, like, well. Like Johnny Cash, I guess I know more than three, but it's none of them are like known for guitar.
This guy's known for guitar.
Is he also a lead singer? Like
he sang, but he was a guitarist, and he also I'll give you the biggest clue of all.
Okay,
he also co-hosted a television program.
Co-hosted
a television program.
Who is a country music star?
Oh, is
Donny
he on Hee Haw?
Okay,
the guy from Hee Haw.
We got our show.
Okay. I forget.
I will never know the man who played guitar on Hee Haw.
I'll give you the initials.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Garen.
Wait, it's not Buck Owens.
No, that's the other guy. That's the other guy.
The other guy.
So Buck Owens is one of them.
Yeah.
The other guy is who Hendrix says is one of the best, is the greatest guitarist. The initials are RC.
Ray Combs?
Yeah, comedian Ray Combs.
Oh, I was thinking Ray Charles.
You got it. A blind pianist, Ray Charles.
Wow, I thought that initials would get me there, but because I watched
Ronnie Cox.
Know. Also, I 100% do not know who Ray Combs
Ronnie
is.
Ronnie Cox does play the...
he does play the guitar.
Plays the banjo.
Oh, he does play the banjo,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
he
plays the banjo.
And he makes a living playing
doing,
music
doing
these
like
days.
A bluegrass thing, yeah. Ray Combs hosted the Family Feud after Richard Dawson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a big deal.
That's why I know that name. Okay.
Roy Clark, guys.
Roy Clark. Sure.
I never would have gotten
and
that.
He is a great guitarist. Okay. He's an amazing guitarist, Roy Clark. But why did we get there? Why did Hendrix Seattle? Okay, so Seattle, buy your
tickets.
Buy your tickets.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I want to bring up is by the time this episode airs, and this is part of our relationship with them, I have to announce it. We will now have products at tpublic.com. And Garen will tweet out the actual link over the weekend on where to go. And stuff will be up, I believe, starting on, I think, there's a whole process with TeePublic if you're going, if you're a show of our size.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not just an artist going, hey, here's my stuff.
Yeah, if you're not me.
Yeah, if you're us and you have some sort of an entity, there's a process. And so
cool.
They will provide a link, a specific link to us. And and as of right now, there's like five to I don't know. There's either 5 to 7 designs available. Some classic logos. There's nothing. There's none of the fun kind of Abbott Skelding sort of things yet. There's nothing like that up there yet.
So, Jimmy, I think you buried the lead a little bit. What is this thing you're talking about?
TeePublic is a site where you can buy T-shirts and mugs and stickers and phone cases.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff, merchandise. Yep. Never enough any merchandise.
And this is becoming our store, I think, is what I was going for.
This is our store. Yes, this will be where you would get all future Never Not Funny items. Hey, hiring's hard.
So hard.
So ZipRecruiter's there to make it easy.
So easy.
Atta boy, Matt. You did exactly what I was hoping for. We don't plan these, folks. We don't script these out. We sit down. We go, hey, let's do a ZipRecruiter ad. And then I just say something, and then Matt responds. And it's very, very, never enough funny.
Very
brand.
Organic.
Very organic. We both turn into James Austin Johnson doing Trump. Very organic. They're talking about organic. Hey, see why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's 24 hours. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. Go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Pardo. Once again, that is ZipRecruiter.com/Pardo. Look, we haven't had to hire anybody in a long time, but I know there's people out there that have a small business, and that's they
right. do. Yes. And look, I don't want to do that job. If you wanted to work, you would go work as a headhunter if you cared, if you enjoyed hiring people for, you know, that was your passion.
It's not mine.
It's not mine either. So
my passion's the opera.
Obviously, we all know that.
Okay, just want to make sure.
From longtime listeners know that you love the opera.
I want to make sure that everybody's reminded of it.
So just leave it to the professionals at ZipRecruiter. Let them do it. Let their technology help you so that you don't have to waste your time finding great candidates.
That's exactly right. By the way, we have tickets for the opera coming up. I'm going to hire somebody to go in my place. that is my passion. My passion for the opera is to avoid it.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter.com/Pardo. 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 ZipRecruiter.
The smartest way to hire.
Yeah, so don't panic about your Trey Anastasio and his great guitar playing and his. Now they're at the Sphere this week, right? Aren't they doing the show?
Right.
At the Sphere?
Yeah.
Are you
going
to go?
Fish fan. No,
oh,
I
know that.
Tickets were insanely expensive and really
even
hard to get.
For this.
Yeah.
How long are they there for?
4 nights.
That's it. And then they're quick in and out. It's not like U2 there for 6 years.
Well, Fish does long runs. 4, I think, is a lot.
Yeah.
Like I think U2 did. 2 nights or something?
No,
they were
two,
there for
they
were literally
there,
for, there 3 months.
Oh, really?
Or something.
Yeah.
It was
really
like a residency.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But they opened it. They opened the Sphere,
mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the idea was like, "Hey, U2's great. People love U2," but also people were going to see the venue as much as the band.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With Fish, it's like you're just going to see a Fish show, but it's going to be insane because of the visuals will be probably incredible. But
yeah, I heard there's some pretty bad seats, like. Up top, you can't even see the stage or anything, and
really?
It's like dangerous the angle of it.
Jesus.
I heard, which is bad for Fish fans because
they're not not in full control.
Yeah,
good point.
You guys like to take advantage of the illegal narcotics.
and some.
Are
legal.
You a cop? You have to say.
I am a cop.
Chapman, if you don't.
And I can no longer ask you if you know why I pulled you over. That is a new law here in California. I believe starting next year.
Wait.
They can no longer say, "Do you know why I pulled you over?"
Do you know the logic of it? Why they're not allowed to anymore?
I don't know the logic to it. No, I just saw that it was a law.
Maybe because it sounds like they're fishing for something. No offense to the band.
It's a tricky question. I don't like the question. Do you know why? Because then it puts you on the spot, and you have to be like, "Oh, I."
I guess I always just say no. You tell me.
They get offended by that. I think if you say no, they're like, "How do you not know?"
That's the thing. It always makes you feel like you're supposed to.
Oh, I think it makes you get in trouble. I think if you're like,
you're self-incriminating.
Because you're self-incriminating.
Right.
You're like, I blew the stop sign.
But at the same time, the phrasing of it makes you feel like if you're in school, you're supposed to, I should know the answer to this. Yeah. I should tell you what I know. Yeah. And like, also you want to prove that you're not a complete idiot. Like you're not oblivious to the law, I guess.
Yeah.
But
you don't want to appear under the influence of something. So, I'm well aware that I speed.
It's a trick. It is a trick. I'm glad they're getting rid of it.
They're getting rid of it,
good.
I believe, in the 2025, if I read that correctly. Elliot's looking it up. He's our legal counsel.
Happy to hear that.
You know that. He's our Jeffrey Toobin, which means he's going to pull his pants down and start jerking off in a second.
What? No.
You're Jeffrey.
Please don't.
You're the Jeffrey Toobin of this show.
No.
You're Jeffrey Toobin.
I'm not Toobin.
I could have picked another illegal expert, but I went with Jeffrey Toobin.
Well, I'm glad I can't see your legs over there.
That's why we had to put this shroud up.
You're like Kermit the Frog.
Hello.
I don't want to
That
him.
Was not a Kermit the Frog.
No, you don't do voices, and you know that.
I mean, I do a couple of voices, but not Kermit the Frog.
Okay, turns out two of you don't.
So that was pretty goddamn.
That was closer.
Good.
That was better
that
than
was
his,
good.
Certainly.
That was pretty good.
Why are there
That's
so
really
many
good.
Songs about rainbows?
Excuse me.
Yeah, why are you getting it?
Because I'm trying to get it right.
You already established you don't do it.
You should have tried to jump on that and get credit.
Just get your lube ready, Toobin, and shut up.
Why am I? I don't like, much as you don't like certain forms of conversation.
Yes.
I don't like how that.
Which part of it? The Jeffrey Toobin or the his act?
I mean, kind of all of it.
I'm going to call you Jeffrey Toobin.
Put it on the board.
Give me another. What about
no?
You want to be Joyce Vance? Would you rather be Joyce Vance?
Lubin with Tubin. Put it on the board.
No, I will not. I refuse all. I just on context. I don't even.
All right.
Right now, Joyce Vance. I'm not sure what Joyce Vance did.
She's great. Joyce Vance is terrific.
Okay, but in context, context clues make me say no.
She's a lawyer.
No, she's just a former. Oh, okay. Former. Yeah, she teaches. Legal.
I'm panicking right now. That's what's happening.
Yeah, you really give it him a hard time. Oh. I just have to say.
Oh, Meredith, stay out of it.
That's his role. That's his role. He's supposed to.
For your own good, don't get caught in the crossfire.
Meredith, let's hear more about you. When did you move here to Los Angeles?
In 2016,
right before
15 or 16,
right before the election, right before the world went to shit.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, do you think you may have caused that with your move? Do you think you brought some red hats
yeah,
with you?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I voted for Trump, so.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. Well, I did not. Strike that from the record.
No, you did.
We love that joke here.
Zach, who is your representation over there at the Omnipop Agency? Yeah. Sent me in advance stuff about you, and that is one of the things.
That I voted for Trump.
Whatever you do, don't bring up Trump. And then, I didn't have to. You brought up yourself.
Was there any don't bring ups?
Zero.
Okay, yeah, great.
Zero. Here's a fun thing about Zach. Zach is the Bruce's partner over there at the Omnipop. Mm-hmm. Zach was at the Pop Cultured on Saturday, and he was backstage saying hello to Ashley Hairston. And I walked into the green room and I saw his face, and he looked like a listener of this show, Zach. Zach Huxtable, who provides those the food for us from time to time.
Yeah.
He looks just like Zach Huxtable, the listener of Never Not Funny.
Huh.
So when I walked backstage and I saw Zach's face, I was like, well, why the fuck is this guy backstage? Mm-hmm. And but the good news is, had I not just go, hey, what the fuck? I could have said, hey, Zach. Thinking it was the listener, and still would have been right.
Would have worked out.
What I chose to do was, hey, what the?
Get out of here. Right.
That's what I said.
Well, at least you didn't say, hey, thanks for the food.
Yeah, I could have said that. Then he would have looked at me like, what?
What food? Should I have gotten him food?
He should have got me food.
Yeah. Where's my lasagna, Zach?
I'd like food, Zach.
Who doesn't like food? Right? Now, what part of town do you live in, Meredith?
Yeah, the east side, Los Feliz.
You're over in the Feliz area.
Yeah.
And who do you live with? You live on your own? You got
I live with my son.
Your son?
8-year-old son.
8-year-old son?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be 8 in June.
Okay. Happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
June 17th.
June
16th.
7th.
7th. He moved it up.
Yeah.
What's, are you comfortable saying this young boy's name?
Yeah, Eamon.
Eamon.
It's Irish.
Yeah.
Irish and Lebanese. There's a Lebanese version.
Oh, really?
Eamon. Yeah.
Okay.
A-M-O-N.
But that's the version I know, actually. I don't know the Irish version.
Is E-A-M-O-N-N. Mm-hmm. Always difficult. The Irish.
Well, you chose it.
And you're the one who's perpetuating that.
I didn't have a name. When I was in the hospital, I didn't pick a name before because I'm a huge procrastinator.
Okay.
And in the hospital, me and my husband like had a bunch of names on the board in like a writer's room. We were like crossing them out and like writing a bunch and asked the nurses. I mean, it was a mess.
What was the runner-up so I could see how I'd react to that?
It was Mac Dara.
Okay. What?
I mean, yeah. I think.
Did you also guys, Elvis.
What the fuck was going on this board?
I don't know.
Huh.
Were you guys just fresh off a fish show?
Yeah.
Just flying higher than a kite, just writing down letters, and maybe they form a word. Mac Dara?
Mac Dara. It's a beautiful Irish name. I love it. I Mac for
that.
Short. MacDaraugh or something.
MacDara.
Wow.
MacDara.
Sounds like a last name, honestly. Yeah. But yeah, I guess a lot of last names become
but
first
Mac,
names.
Mac, Casey. Well, you know how we had, this is true. We thought about names because we would say, like, he needs a badass name that somebody else can be like, fucking, you know.
MacDara,
like, MacDara, Casey, fuck my wife. Or like something like. Something.
You think this guy's going to be a Lothario?
But that's how we picked the name.
Yeah.
We're like,
okay. That's. And now I have a little more insight into the process here.
Yeah, this kid likes to fuck.
I was going to say it. I have a daughter and a son, and I found picking a boy name much harder than the girl name. I feel like it just felt more, I don't know.
I had girls' names.
There's just,
up.
Yeah, there's just feels like there were a lot more girl names I liked, I guess is what I mean.
What's your daughter's name?
Zoe.
Oh, yeah. That's an easy.
Zoe Juliet.
It's a beautiful, easy name.
Yeah. And my son's name is Charlie because I just gave up. My wife and I were like, I don't know.
Charlie's good. I like Charlie.
Really? No,
Chuck?
It's a give
Chuck
up.
For sure.
It's a give up name.
You call him Chuck. Do you call him Chuck?
Some people do. We do not.
He used to earn Chuck. Chuck isn't a...
I think you grow into a Chuck.
He's not Chuck.
Yeah.
I think your life choices, there reaches a point in your life where am I a Chuck or am I a Chuck?
Yeah. But I do like Chuck D from Public Enemy, one of my favorite rap groups. And so if he ends up being a Chuck, I'll be very happy for him. But I can't bestow that. I have to...
He's not a Charles.
No. Elise calls him that sometimes when he's not paying attention.
Is that on the sheet of paper?
It is on the birth certificate. Says mm-hmm. Charles. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name.
Come Charlie.
If I had a girl, I was going to name her Charlie.
Yeah, I like it for
like a
girl
male
too.
Name
yes,
on
I,
a girl.
I agree with that. I
Our
think
friend
it's a
Kyle Ryan, his daughter's name is Charlie. I like that name for a girl. Hate it for a boy. I mean, I really hate it for a boy.
I like it for a girl.
I mean, right? Charlie for a boy is awful. We
I
agree
like
that?
Charlie for a boy.
You don't.
I do.
I don't.
You're trying to get me here, officer, and I'm not going to say it.
Do you know why I asked you this question?
By the way, you were exactly right as to why it was.
Self-incriminate?
But it turns out
I was right. Don't give him that.
No,
I said that first.
I did say that first.
Did you say that first?
I did say it first.
I think so.
All right. There was a lot of stuff happening. There was a Tubin thing situation. I don't know what the heck went on.
We need a board.
No. Yeah, you did it first.
Points.
It is recorded. We can play it back.
That's true. But the article that I read suggested that there were already things that were dealing with that, but that by having the officer say the reason that they stopped you would create a better relationship between police and the public, because now there's this transparency. You're not going to try to pull one over on me, that sort of thing.
You're also not back on your heels the second that the guy approaches.
Yep.
Right.
Do you know solves how everything.
What's
you
that?
Get, it solves get, everything. That solves it all. Cops are great now.
Karen, keep your fucking political views out of this. Go to your Twitter and run your mouth there with your weird conspiracies. Where I don't know where you're getting your news from, but I'm fucking worried about you.
I don't tweet conspiracy shit.
You tweet bullshit.
I do not tweet conspiracy
Look at,
shit.
Okay. I like that you don't deny that you don't tweet bullshit.
I tell everything I tweet is bullshit.
Here.
I don't tweet conspiracy shit.
All right. Well, how do I know that you are a conspiracy theorist then? How do I know?
Because we talk about it.
Is there any conspiracies you believe?
Oh,
because I think there's.
We don't have time for this.
Okay. Okay.
He doesn't have time to take out his scroll. Wait, which ones do you believe?
I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's some I could get behind.
All right. Well, Garen, throw her one that you believe and see if that's one that you can get behind.
I was actually just thinking about this the other day. I don't believe. That's a weird thing to say if you believe in something. The things that I'm interested in it. I'm not
like
if
I may, like Aaron Rodgers, you believe the government created AIDS.
Yeah.
Right? That's one that you believe
cocaine,
in.
AIDS.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God. Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Yeah, he's spiraling.
Sounds
like he's going bananas.
The thought is this, is that he's going bananas on purpose.
To hear the full episode, head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at nevernotfunny.com.